joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 3-0 win against Eastbourne. Alan, was that up there with the best team performances of the season?
I think it was. Professionally wise, we've done fairly well. Should have scored more goals. That's the only disappointment I've got with the lads. I said afterwards, like, we've got to be more clinical. And I know when you're winning three games, confidence is high, but we've got to score more. We had a lot of chances tonight. And I don't know if Luke had a shot to save. And it was a professional job. I think we went down to 10 men. Lodgy again. Showing a bit of magic in the box. Bobby had no doubt for a penalty whatsoever. So, yeah, I've got to be pleased. And pleased for everybody at the club. Pleased for Mark and Mark, who are away on holiday. We're back now, pleased with them. The supporters I thought were excellent tonight. I thought we were outstanding, and it's got to mention in the dressing room how good we were. So yeah, I'm pleased with everybody at the club, you know, even that old get behind us, Jerry Petit there. So I'm pleased with everybody. Yep.
Simon Huckle was man of the match. It must have been a tough decision tonight.
I thought there was 11 it was good, but I'm pleased for Hooks. It means a lot to him. He's a great lad, a great kid. His family always watch him, his little boy and girls, and well, he's got with 20 kids he has, but all come watching me do, and I'm delighted for Hooks, I am. And he was having a bit of an iffy one in the first half, I thought, to be honest, but he was excellent Saturday, our best player, and he's come good in the second half tonight again, and I'm delighted for him.
You mentioned Dee Lodge winning a penalty there. He hasn't scored any goals since he comes back, but he's won a few penalties, hasn't he? Is that a tactic in the dressing room?
No. He'd be fine, Lodge. It's just because of high standards he sets, and he set a lot of high standards. We've got him a confidence move. He was there and he didn't play much football, so coming back here, it was always going to be a bit of a lull. And he'll get better. He'll get better as time goes on. You know, he's shown some bits of magic. You need him in the team because he'll do something out of nothing, he will. And, you know, I think he's enjoying himself, and, you know, you always play him because he can just win a game on his own, he can.
Could have had a second penalty in the first half, do you think?
I thought so. And, to be honest, the referee's not a bad lad. He's not a cheat, so he obviously didn't think it was, but I thought it was a penalty. Yes, I did. And but, you know, some you get and some you don't. But, I did actually thought it was.
You mentioned the fans tonight. How much did the atmosphere help to lift the players?
Oh, brilliant, man. Outstanding, like, you know. We've had times like this season where I thought sections haven't been so good. And I think some of them don't like me very much, and I didn't like them very much. I remember at Crimpton Casuals coming out of half time and getting a bit barracked, and you think, well, hold on a minute, we're still second top of the league. And you've got to swallow things like that, really. And it's all right, we pay their money right, and see what we want. But it does affect players, and it does affect you because you want everybody to pull together. But tonight I thought we were superb, and you know, there's large sections of whom and away that are phenomenal, the best in the league, and they deserve higher football. And that's what we're trying to give them at the minute.
Sir Alex Ferguson might say that it's squeaky bum time. Are you feeling the pressure?
Not at all. I've had a great day today with my kids. I'll have another great day with my mother because I'm off for a couple of days. Haven't felt it at all. I felt relaxed about tonight. I felt confident about tonight. I did last week as well. I do for this weekend. And I haven't felt anything. And the lads doing. The lads have got players in that room who have played for bigger clubs, so they'll be used to it. A consolation now, I've got to be in this position before I have as a manager, so I knew exactly how to act at different times. I haven't felt any bit of pressure whatsoever. I've got total trust in me players.
One thing that does occur after tonight is that we definitely make the playoffs. Obviously that's not what we're aiming for, but whatever happens it's an improvement on last year.
That was the plan, so me and Harmsey's going to shoot off for a couple of days now and all that and just leave Morton to it, and we'll come back for the playoffs later now. But it's achievement, one of the things. We probably should have done it last year, didn't. So that's achievement now. But obviously, in the position we're in, we'll not be looking at the playoffs and all that, you know. But at the same time, we'll go to Birches Hill. Tough game. We need to win to make sure it stay up. And when I knew about the career management were here, they were a great set of lads. They were a great management team down up there. And we were here tonight, and we'll be wary, and we'll not worry about on Monday. The only thing what matters is Birches Hill.
It was a great performance tonight. It was a great performance on Saturday at Folkestone. Mm. Does it come with a word of caution, though, to the players that we are playing well, but we've still got to take it a game at a time? We've still got to win the league. It's so tight.
Nobody's thinking like that. We've been training well. The lads have been phenomenal the last couple of weeks. Like, we've had ups and downs, and we've had arguments with them, and we've had. I think you'll see yourself when you came out last Thursday about the morale of the players is unbelievable, and we have done it, and I think we're there to guide them, but we do it. And when we played Fleet and got battered, we could have fooled it. A week after the Crimpton Casuals, we sold all week and a half. But to be fair to them, we've lifted them in a different way. We've had a couple of heart-to-hearts, we have, and I think it's all down to players, to be honest. I've got to admit that. It looked good on me CV, I suppose, getting them top of the league, or Harmsies or Martins, but taking it away from the players, we have done it ourselves, and we have lifted ourselves, and you know, I wouldn't like to play them every week, I'll be honest.
How important is that team spirit in these last four games of the season?
It wins you things. I keep on saying, I'm only saying good lads. There's a couple of times I meet a player and I think he'd be good for the club, and when you meet him you think he'll not be so good. There's new about you can ask, you know, we've got some lovely people in the club like Vicky, and you know, I've got Caroline, we've got Jerry, and we've got all the people, Rob and people like that, and also in the dressing room with Mark Francis and Alan and all that, and Paul. We've got some great people at this club, but you ask him about the players, and he'll back our players, because our players are good, kind-hearted people who do everything for the club and want to play. We've got 8 local players in the team as well, so it means a hell of a lot to them, it is. And I kind of praise the players at this time enough. I've hammered them in the past when I thought it's right. I'll do it again if I think it's right, but you take any credit away from them. They're good lads, and we've done well for this club.